time to fire it up.
22,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, man, we're glad you're tuning in. If you don't have your grill out on your back deck right now, you might as well just tune out because you are not a grilling guy. But no, we'd love to have you here and we'll help you with that. But summer is in full swing. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's right, man. Thanks for joining us. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves. And you can find us at thegrillingguys.com on the interweb. And you can get us on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. You can get my takeout at Grillin' Guys Takeout. And every post we make, you'll notice that it also hashtags Sobe Meats because that's where we get all our meats. And Jop, I stopped by Two Scots this week,
right,
and talked to those boys, and I gave them a hat tip for using Sobe Meats.
Yeah, yeah.
So Two Scots are also in camp. And speaking of Sobe Meats, who we got?
We got the proprietor, the master, the meat man, Tim Sobe. Thanks for joining the show, brother.
Hey, glad to be here. How are you guys today?
Father of the meat mechanic, by the way.
Right, yeah.
And Grand Rapids' own original meat mechanic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure what that makes you then.
So, Tim, barbecue season full swing. Just wanted to touch base and tell me what's cooking at the shop. I know you do some lunches as well as I just wondered what you've got special for the barbecue season. We got an upcoming holiday weekend next weekend, so I imagine there's a lot of cool stuff going on. Run us down the meat counter.
So getting ready for the 4th of July, we have ready to go for this time around. We put pork butts and beef brisket on special are two of the hot items. Brats, burgers, dogs, of course, they're going to sell anyway. But with a long holiday weekend, usually guys and gals that like to smoke have a little bit more time to put something on, play cornhole, whatever that is you're going to do in between.
Right.
Get some dipsy doodles drunk up and just let that meat smoke away and just have a good afternoon.
That's right. And if you don't know all those terms, it sucks to be you because what he just talked about was a really good time. Been there,
yeah.
Done that.
It's Sobe linguistics.
But anyway.
You got to drink your dipsy doodles.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So, Tim, brats, you guys have done over the years dozens and dozens of flavors. What do you got in the case right now that you think everybody would enjoy?
Oh, man. We got like 28 flavors in there right now.
Oh, okay.
Jop, I'll make it easy. The Sobe Original Brat,
right,
is a home run.
Right.
I don't care who you serve it for. They'll go, oh, my gosh, it's that good.
Right.
He's not even German.
Right. Now, you do some different meats in your brats, too. I know you've got a brisket one and things like that. So that's just cool. I mean, you can go in there and you can find some with fruit in them even. I mean, whatever you like.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Right. Yeah, right.
Your Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
I tell you, another really, really popular one we have is honey mustard.
Ooh.
Mm. And you had already mentioned that the brisket brat. That one, I'll throw my brother in with that one. He always calls me meat. He's like, meat, that brisket brat is the one. He said, I don't put anything on it. Just that on a bun. There's enough. There's kind of a sweet heat barbecue in there. And some red bell peppers, and it doesn't need anything, so he just eats it the way it is. But you can put anything you want on it. It's yours.
So do you still sell that honey jalapeno mustard?
Brad's mustard?
Yeah. I thought, yes. Scott made that in Traverse City.
That one, no, we do not have that one anymore.
Okay. Because somebody brought some mustard from your shop, and it was a honey mustard. I think it had jalapenos. It was like,
it's
got to
be
mustard.
Brad's. That is such, oh,
that's
such
stuff,
good stuff.
Yeah, that's the stuff you put on the dots, pretzels, right? That you can't buy dots without buying that mustard.
Okay, I haven't had that yet.
Yeah,
I feel so
great stuff.
I feel like I'm left out.
Yep.
So, actually, that Brad's mustard, we put that on just about everything. A brat. We went down to the Dave Matthews concert Tuesday. And we brought some Sub Sammy's down with us and put that on there. And, oh, my gosh, you wash that back with a couple dipsy doodles, you're dancing.
I noticed you had a little entourage lining up in the back alleyway when I left. So
yeah.
So you must have had fun.
Yes, we did. It was a hot one, but, man, it was thirsty.
Yeah, always gets thirsty out. Speaking of that, you can get beer and wine at Sobey Meats as well. So this isn't just a meat market. You go there, you can get the full package beginning to end. If you don't know that, now you do. Because there's those tall boy old styles. You really can't find them a lot of places except Sobey Meats.
I'm not even going to comment. The market on those.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Well, what would you do with that?
Right, right. I might have bent an elbow a few times with Tim recently, having a couple of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not bad.
Hey, speaking of beer, though, we just came out. We did a feature that we did specifically in Oberon Brat.
Oh, really?
And, nice. Yes, so that turned out really, really good. You know, sometimes there's things that you hope to do, and then you wait to do it, and I didn't get it done, but I was going to post a picture with that, like with an orange slice.
Yeah.
And an Oberon next to it. I didn't get that far, but, boy, I got to say that turned out to be a pretty doggone good beer brat.
Still got some of those in the meat counter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We've been selling a crap load of them.
Would you recommend pre-boiling those in Oberon to get it going?
You know, my past experience back years ago, somebody said it was kielbasa. Oh, we boil them in beer. We boil them in beer. And, boy, it just tasted like skunky beer afterwards. So I think if you're supposed
to eat the brat, not drink the beer. That's why it tastes skunky. Oh. You boiled a brat in it. Right? Is that what you meant?
You know, I'm in line with you. I just wanted to get your opinion on it before I slaughtered the idea, because I've tried boiling brats and I think you ruin them. I mean, you want to cook them or smoke them to perfection, and that's it. Leave them alone.
Yep.
Get that skin crispy.
Now, if you're
going
to hold them at that point, then if you had a beer, water, mixture.
There you go.
You just let them rest, and then they'll soak that up.
Little
in there,
Oberon, some orange slices. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I have to hold a lot of meat, and I'll leave it alone.
The trials and tribulations of Bob Nurmico. Yeah.
You have little hands, so it feels bigger.
They smell like cabbage.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, a Remembrance Drive in Walker. If you haven't been there, you're long overdue, because it's the place to ring the bell. Yeah. Tim, have a great week, and hug that bride of yours. She's a gem.
She's a keeper.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I said, I've been married 42 years. She's been married 84, so it's all good. She's put a dues in.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Take care.
Hey, have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Smoke on.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
You know, these guys actually deliver the meat to my shop.
Oh, I know. This is hometown family grocer. No corporate anything.
In a big way, though.
Right.
I mean, the place is, he's got an army of people there.
Yeah.
You can hardly walk through it because there's so many workers, and the customers are all just full of zeal. They just can't wait to get their order. You know, you can see them at the
right
at the counter. And I remember the first time I walked into their original location, that was what I sensed. It was in that weird insurance building or whatever.
Well, it was just up the street about another mile from them, where they are now.
And somebody told me about them. I was looking for some casings for some sausage classes Rob Russell and I were doing.
Right.
And I walked in there, and I saw all these people lined up in this little bitty shop with this long counter, and they were all just like grinning. It was like they had just smoked some opium or something.
Right. Well, no, they were about to get some great service and some great product.
Well, it's the love in the business. See,
right.
That's why they ring the bell.
Right.
They love that place.
And if you go there and you make a purchase, on your way out the door on the right-hand side, there's a bell that's hanging there. And if you appreciated the service that you got, ring the bell, and you'll be surprised what happens. I won't be a spoiler alert, but you'll be surprised what happens. Just do it, and it'll make you smile for the rest of the day.
I got to tell you, Jop, the catering business has taken off.
Yep.
The people are coming in, sampling the food,
right,
and they're calling, emailing, and I'm booking jobs at a phenomenal rate.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I'll tell you off the air, but I pitched the Grilling Guys takeout to several people yesterday afternoon.
Cool.
So had an opportunity to get up in front of a bunch of people.
Nice.
So it was kind of cool. But anyway, coming up next, you know what? Summer's here and the time is right to get out on the water. And we're going to talk a little bit of fishing with Don from Allen Bob's. He's going to tell us what they're biting on and when. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. We live it.
since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack. A
little welcome, you listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, you know, I always just love talking with Tim Sobey. The guy is just, he's an amazing man. And
a sponsor just like the next caller.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So we've got a guy from Allen Bob Sports, 68th and 131 area. Don, how you doing, man?
Real good this morning.
Good. You know what? We are too. And thanks for making time and getting out of your boat and giving us a call. Because what I wanted to do is, from time to time, we got a holiday weekend coming up. You get a few extra days. Guy might get out on the water and go fishing. So I need a little bit of expert advice on what might be biting this time of year versus inland lake and rivers, and then what kind of equipment I might need to slay one of those big fish.
Sure. That's not a problem. Right now, the bass are starting to move into deeper water. You can use topwater baits, jigs, spinner baits. You can get into a rod and reel for, mid-60s to as much as $400, the preferences on people. For the kids and stuff, bluegills is always a good thing. Crawlers, red worms, jigs with wax worms seem to be the ticket. I did get a report this week that they are getting perch on Lake Michigan in 35 to 60 foot of water.
Is that off South Haven, or is that Muskegon area? Where did that come from? There's a lot of water out
there. Yeah, that's South Haven.
Yeah, right. They've got a reef out there that is in that depth range, and if you know it, you can go out on your own boat. But there's also charters that'll take you out there for a reasonable amount, and there's nothing better than yellow belly perch, man.
Love them.
Yeah,
love them.
Absolutely.
And the water's still cold enough that they're going to be tight.
Right. Yep. Yep, really cool. So
you got your boat in the water yet, Don?
Yes, I do. I fish the salmon tournaments out on Lake Michigan. My boat is a candy cane. And I've got the Muskegon tournament coming up right after the 4th of July.
Isn't that in a movie somewhere, looking for candy cane?
Named the wolf boat after the wife, so I didn't get in as much trouble.
No, that's how you get to use the boat.
Good idea.
Yeah, because now you're going out with candy cane, and that's the little pet name for the wife, and everybody's happy. Yeah, there's some logic to that, man. That's a pretty good idea. So that equipment that you talked about, you pretty much handle all of that at Allen Bob Sports, right?
Yes, we do, and even for the inexperienced, we take the time and the effort and, set them up right. We put the hooks, the bobbers, the sinkers, and we look at what the price point is. We give them options. We don't try and, sell them something that they can't afford.
So back to the perch, can I? You're going out at 60 feet, and you're jigging?
Yes, well, they've got perch rigs. They're a dual hook, and they usually either tip them with wigglers or minnows.
Nice.
And they got a like a 1 to 3 ounce pyramid weight that they tie on the bottom.
Okay.
It keeps that right pegged to the bottom, and the hooks are probably 12 to 18 inches off from the bottom.
See, that's fishing to me. I love jigging, especially for bottom fish like that. The perch are always deep, and
right,
just find the bottom, bring it up a little bit, and just pop your rod and pop a top.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And reel them in. And, you know, the cool part about those perch rigs, too, is very often you can catch two at a time.
Correct.
I mean, because they're a schooling fish, and they're only, you know, they're down there on the bottom, like you said, but you're 18 inches between two hooks and a piece of bait, and, you know, they're down there wiggling around, like you said, and you're going to get a couple every time.
And you can get those late into the season as well.
Yes. They're typically a moving fish. Wherever the bait is going, that's where they're going to go. So one day you can get them in 25 feet of water, and the current changes and moves the bait 10 feet out, that's where they're going to go.
So what would their bait be?
Out there, they're typically chasing minnows.
Yeah, I was was just wondering what type of minnows are prevalent. Alawai?
No, they fatheads, emerald shiners.
Right. So you guys sell minnows, so you can bring the bait out there, the worms, too. Tell me about the fishing license rules. How old does a kid have to be before he needs a fishing license? Do you know?
17.
Oh, okay. So you can grab your family and your kids, and as long as they're under 17, nobody needs a fishing license except mom and dad or the adults that are with, right?
Correct.
Wow, that's cool.
It's such a wonderful sport.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. What some people might not know is Alan Bob's is truly, truly a fishing shop. I mean, you have a lot of great guns and hunting stuff, but I would say your fishing department prevails over about every other product line you have.
And we're diversified to the fact that we have bass guys in there. We have, like myself, I typically am walleye, steelhead, and big lake. So we cover all the areas of the fishing.
Yeah. And the cool thing about you guys is that you've got people in there that have their expertise. Like, you're a big salmon guy, but you have a lot of other expertise. But then you've got Scott, who's retired now, but, you know, he's a, you know, I think he was a walleye
yep.
slash whatever. And you've got guys with expertise. That's not always found in a lot of sports shops, in my opinion.
Right.
My experience.
Yep, you're exactly right.
And the big box stores, typically, they just put a body in there and want to sell product, where we take the time and work with the customers and answer their questions.
Here's the other thing about Alan Bob's. You carry a fantastic line of AR-15s called Great Lakes out of Sparta, Michigan. And you have a great selection of them and the ammo. That's where I got my AR job. And I love that thing. And I want to stock up on more rounds.
Sure, everybody
as
does.
I see Armageddon coming.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
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 And we try and stay, you know, as local or, you know, support the Michigan companies as much as we can.
I got my carry piece and my tactical piece from you as well, pistols. I've gotten so many guns from Alan Bob's, but it's one of my fetishes. I love buying guns, and you guys just, you always accommodate.
Yep. Well, Dan, thanks a lot.
Don.
I said Dan, pardon me. Don, I apologize. Don, so this salmon tournament that you go out of, you said you go out of Ludington?
It changes. I've fished South Haven.
Okay.
I fished Grand Haven. The next one I'm fishing is Muskegon.
Do you have a Manistee coming up?
Manistee is this weekend, the Bud Shootout.
Okay. All right, we're out of time, buddy. Don, Alan Bob Sports, fishing expert. I will see you very soon. I'm working on your company picnic right now.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right, coming up next, if you're going to buy a fishing pole, you probably need a boat. We're going to go out to Camp and Cruise and talk about what it takes to get a boat. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orin Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on Jethro FM, Country with a Twist, and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob Summers here, man, and we just got done with Don from Allen Bob's telling us all his fishing equipment that we can get. But you know what? If you want to get on the water, you kind of need a boat, right?
Yeah, and we've got Jesse on the line from Breaking Bad. No, not that Jesse. Where's he from?
He's from Camp and Cruise in Marne, Michigan, just west of the studio here. So, Jesse, thanks for making time, brother.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate it. So I'm going to just lob out a question and let you go because I don't know a lot about how to buy a boat. And so that's what I'm interested in is if I know that I want to get out on the water this summer and I got a little bit of a budget. So tell me, what do I need to know in order to come in or to answer your questions so you put me in the right boat?
You know, there's a lot of things to consider and to look at. You know, first and foremost is your primary use. What are you going to be using the boat for? Is it fishing? Is it pleasure? Is it family?
Let's talk fishing boats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do most people finance and it's a payment thing?
You're about 50-50 on that.
Okay, and what payment are they looking for? 200?
Most people are in that 250 range.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Yep. Okay, so fishing boats. What do I need to know?
Fishing boats, you know, big thing here in the Great Lakes region. We've got a lot of species out there. So what are you trying to target? Are you a walleye guy? Are you a bass guy? Or are we taking the family out for some bluegills? You want a boat that's going to fit your needs as far as the species and type of fishing you like to do.
What's your favorite hull design and brand?
You know, for me, my favorite is definitely Bass Cat. I'm a tournament bass guy, so I'm out there on the weekends, but you know, as far as the store is concerned here, Low Boats is our number one seller. It's a good family boat. It's a good inland lake fishing boat. You see a lot of dads that want to take their kids fishing. It fits the price range, and it fits the family need.
And what's the length? 17 foot, pretty typical?
16 and a half to 17 and a half is very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what size of motor do I need on a boat like that? If I wanted it to be a little versatile, I want to be able to get out and fish, and if I got to go to Houghton Lake where I might have a 20-minute, 30-minute run to get to my favorite hole or whatever, how big of a motor will a boat like that carry?
60 is really popular, but we're gonna really encourage the 90-horse motor on that.
And why is that?
It's going to give you a little more speed. It's going to allow you to pull some tubes, but it's also
there you go.
Get you up and across the water.
That's a great idea. And let's say the guy's going down to Lake Erie, mm-hmm. and like I've had a lot of fishing boats, and when I'd take my kids to Lake Erie, the thing about that lake is very shallow, and when the weather starts whipping up on you, everybody's hauling you know what to the docks
right.
and to the ramp.
Yeah, that'll go from flat to scary in a few minutes. Yeah.
Yes, and I remember seeing my son Alex at the throttle with my 90-horse Merc, just hammering it, trying to get there. Also, trying to beat a Lund that was
right,
and we beat him.
Yeah, cool. Funny.
yeah, you get into some big water like that. That's where we've got another line, two Kingfisher boats. Gives you a little bit more of an offshore feel, a little more comfortable boat to be in the big water, and, you know, set up well for trolling walleyes on the east side of the state.
So what are people doing up here for center consoles? Is that taking off?
Center consoles is pretty good. You see that a little more on the pleasure boating side. We don't deal with a whole ton of those, but you see a few from here and there.
Yep, interesting. So the fishing boat, did you have the electronics packages and the trolling motors and all the other stuff to get this thing like outfitted, ready to go when I hook up?
Yeah, we do it all. We're going to put in anywhere from iPilot trolling motors to all the new live.
Those are so cool.
Yeah.
So and let's talk about two things. Number one, what should somebody think about in terms of the hull dynamics, we'll say, because you've got various hull designs that are deep V, shallow, John boats, whatever. And let's do that for starters.
Well, you want to look at where you're going to be going. A lot of guys here, let's face it, we've got perch, we got salmon. The guy's going to say, I want to be able to go on Lake Michigan
right.
a couple times a year.
Right.
Deep V is so popular.
Yep.
Yep. And that hull design just helps you take bigger water, right?
Yep. It's going to allow you to displace more water, push the water out to the sides. It's going to give you a lot more comfortable ride.
Right. And now here's a part that people don't think about a lot, and that is the trailer. And you see a lot of boats on the side of the road for one reason or another. But the trailer is a big deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, tandem axle trailer is a great way to go. But we all know there's that guy, too, that's got to push it in the garage or move it around at home. So
right.
If you can go tandem, that's great. It's going to last you a lot longer. It's going to keep you safer on the road. Sometimes we got to go single axle. Just watch for that capacity rating.
And here's the cool thing, Jop, about tandem axle, and I should have known this when I bought my last utility trailer. You have a spare built in.
Right.
If you get one flat tire,
right.
She's still going to get you to the next exit.
Right.
Yep.
You're not that guy on the side of the road.
Right. Yep.
And bearing buddies, you know, taking care of those greasing those bearings, and that stuff's all really important. And a good boat owner will know all that and do the maintenance.
Well, and boats are heavy, too. I mean, you get all that. You get a big motor on the back, and
your
all the
cooler, your food,
all of that. Wet, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are most of your boats metal? They're not. They're not fiberglass, right?
Yep. Primarily, we're going to be in all welded aluminum boats.
Right. Yep. Exactly. So, Jesse, if I'm a dad that wants one of those 17 and a half boats with a 90 horsepower motor, what kind of budget do I need to have in mind? We're not going to hold you to a number, but give me a range of what something like that well outfitted costs.
You know, today's world, you're going to be in that mid 30s range.
Okay. So
if somebody wants to find you, how do they get to your store physically?
You can get to us. We're in Marne, Michigan. We are right off 96, exit 23, right in Marne.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome. What a wonderful business you're in. And how are your suppliers doing? Are you getting your motors? Are you getting all the little parts and electronics and stuff?
We've probably got more motors than anyone in the state right now.
Wow.
So we've got inventory. We've got a few boats trickling in here and there. We're well-rounded right now.
So let's say I took my old, and I don't have it anymore. I donated it. But I had a 17 Crestliner that I rebuilt. Let's say I wanted to put another motor on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had a 90 on it. What's a 90 going to run me?
A new 94 stroke is going to run you right close to 10,000.
Okay, and they're all four strokes now, aren't they?
Everything's four strokes.
What a great idea.
Right. All that means is you don't have to mix your gas and your oil. You put the oil in the boat motor, and then you just run straight. Now, do you need to run premium gas in a motor like that?
You actually don't want to run premium fuel.
You don't want sport and rec?
Rec fuel's good. Premium's not good.
Okay.
They're not designed to combust that much octane.
Nice. Nice. So, well, that makes it a little more, you know, friendly.
But you don't have to do sport rec.
You don't have to. If you're going to run standard regular fuel, just make sure it's 10% ethanol, not 15. And we highly recommend some fuel treatment in that as well.
Okay. Right. And I'd say the real
plus to a four-stroke job is we're not dumping all that oil in the lake anymore.
That's exactly right.
Because it's ridiculous, the old motors.
Right, yeah. Used to have that multi-rainbow color all around the dock, right? Remember when you were a kid, you took that down there to hook it up, and it, that little squirt connector that always just had to put a squirt of water.
I learned to ski off a 15-horse. Yeah. Don't laugh.
Yeah, you must have been a lighter man if a 15-horse pulled you out of the water.
I was. Well, right. I was 10.
So, Jesse, hey, thanks, man, for your time. And, again, tell us, how do people get a hold of you at Camp and Cruise?
Camp and Cruise, you can get us on our website, campandcruise.com, or our phone number here, 616-677-1274.
So if you're on 96 and you get off at the Marn exit, the primary Marn exit, you go south?
South a half mile.
Half mile.
You can't miss it.
Awesome. Right. Well, that sounds like an exciting place, and good on you. You're having fun doing what you love.
Yeah, it's absolutely a blast.
All right. Cool. Good, man. Well, take care. Enjoy your weekend, and hopefully we'll send some people your way, man.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay, you Jesse. Bet. Jesse Reimersma.
Right. So getting out on the water is one of the things that people need to do during the summer. And I talked to a buddy of ours that and we'll get him on the line next. His name's Jeff Botroff. But Jeff did something yesterday when I talked to him that I wanted to share with you guys, so we got him on the line. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro, Country with a Twist. Whether you're in Lowell, Granville, or the greater Kalamazoo area, you're hearing Bob's Juicy Pipes when we talk about barbecue.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's got a little bromance going on. Hey, thanks for joining us. We are still the smokiest show on the radio.
Right.
And we're coming at you every weekend, depending on where you're at. You could be in Lansing, Muskegon, On the internet, Big Rapids, WBRN, WJIM, of course, Jethro FM, and the Michigan Talk Network. Jop, we have a huge podcast following.
Right.
So if you like podcasting, and more people do, I've been doing it for years, everybody's pod. So you just go to our website, get the directions right on the site, look for the earmuffs. Sign up for our podcast. We'll send it right to your device.
Yeah, that website's The Grilling Guys, T-H-E on the front, The Grilling Guys. And we'll send it to you for free. Yep. We don't even charge for it. But Bob on the live line right now got one of our buddies, and we'll share the story. But Jeff, thanks for tuning in. Last year, I'm driving around Greater Grand Rapids, and I see a guy with two grills in the back of his truck. Now, that might not sound so crazy to you, but one of them was shaped like a hog, and the other one was shaped like a bull with big old horns out there, and he had a phone number on the back of his truck. Well, I said, I got to meet this guy. I'm a grilling guy, and I got to meet him. So
he's dragging a steer through my town that's smoking.
Right, yeah. So anyway, that's how I met Jeff. But so Jeff was nice enough. I went down to Shartucky for opening day of deer season, right, and bow season. And Jeff was nice enough to let me borrow one of that big bull. And that thing's on a trailer, and you can rent it. And it's just a charcoal grill, but the smoke comes out the nose and it draws air in from the other end. So it's kind of a cool little machine. And I took it down there, and what a hoot, man. My buddies had they just couldn't stop looking at it, getting up there, opening it up, seeing how it worked. So I'm like, I said, Jeff, that's the biggest tip. But you can rent one of these guys, which is why, right, Jeff? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, yep. I've got actually one trailer with a
the pig on it and one trailer with a bull on it. And they've got built-in serving bars on them. And they're permanently mounted to the trailer. And I can run them by the day or by the weekend, long weekends, however. And people have a lot of fun with them. You can wheel it right into your backyard, side yard, wherever you want to put it, and fire it up, and you're the conversation of the neighborhood when people drive by and see that thing sitting in your driveway smoking away.
So how do people rent this? What's your contact?
My contact number is 616-304-2867.
Yep.
And they call them Cutlerville's Grills because I'm in Cutlerville, Michigan. And it can be a thing where I rent them for typically $75 for a day or 2 days, and then $150 for a long weekend.
That's
a
steal.
I can deliver them to you, or you can come hook it up to any trailer hitch. I had guys come pick them up with little small compact cars as long as there's a trailer hitch.
Yeah, these things don't weigh much.
Right behind you.
And it's on a nice little well-kept 12-foot trailer. And Jeff has set this thing up so when you get to where you're at, you flip a set of steps down on the bottom of the trailer, and it does two things. It gives you an easy way up, but it also keeps it from tipping, right? And you just level it out with the front jack, and you're ready to go, man. And like you said, there's a big, long 12-foot table on there, which is Live Edge Cherry, I think, is the one that I had. And it's just beautiful. I mean, and they're in great shape, and you can use them. And like you said, you want to show up and make a little impression with your buddies, hook onto one of these things, man. It's pretty cool. So, Jeff, when we were talking yesterday to set this interview up, you mentioned that you took a guy out on the water for the first time. And we've been talking about going fishing during this show. Can you tell me a little bit about how do you find a guy that's never been on the water? I think we take that for granted in Michigan.
Yeah, well, this is a guy that he actually came to Michigan over 10 years ago. He's from Africa.
Oh, nice.
I met him in a local pub and got to be good friends with him. And we had just been, he'd seen my boat behind my truck a couple times.
Sure.
And mentioned that he had never been on a boat before.
Wow.
He obviously flew here from Africa.
We went down to the Grand River, put in Riverside Park, and went upriver all the way to Knapp Street.
Wow.
And we, just going up the river, there was one spot where we saw an eagle nest with an eagle in it, ducks, geese, turtles laying on logs. It was a great day. He had big fun, and he had never been in a boat in his life, and he's 63 years old.
Wow. You know what? What a friend you are. I mean, guys, if you're listening to this, find somebody like that, because that's something that I was talking to Bob before the segment. I'm like, I've been in a boat, but it's thousands. Mm-hmm. I mean, we grew up with boats, right? And every summer you're in it four or five times a week.
I think we've got more lakes than any state in the country.
Yeah.
We have 11,000. So they call Minnesota the land of 10,000 lakes.
Right. Yeah.
We're the land of 11,000.
Yeah, right.
And we got the real mitten.
Right. Yeah. And some big ones around us. But anyway.
Rivers. We have rivers that are unexplored, probably, and all this.
Right. Yeah, you get up north where they're not so easily accessed.
So I can tell Jeff likes to have fun, Jop, and here's why. Number one, the design of the grills is cool as heck.
Right.
And number two, he rents them so cheap.
Right.
Those numbers are crazy. Any party you have that's a barbecue, if you don't get that bull back there,
right,
especially if you work for Merrill Lynch, you're crazy.
It looks like the Merrill Lynch bull.
So if you work for gas stations, do you buy the hog? Do you rent a hog?
No, but if you ride a Harley, you do.
There's people that are Harley riders that rent the hog.
Yeah.
So tell us about your bacon-wrapped shrimp.
I'm going to do, this weekend, I'm going to a friend's little backyard party. And I am going to do bacon-wrapped shrimp, and we're going to do fresh tuna on the grill. And the bacon-wrapped shrimp, use raw, large jumbo shrimp with a tail on. And when I make them, I actually pre-cook the bacon just a little bit so that it's kind of soft and pliable. And then it's all pre-cooked a little bit because of the shrimp. You don't want to
cook right. and dry out the shrimp by the time the bacon's done.
Well, you've got Jop here, and you're just singing. I think he's going to be having to friend you on Facebook. Don't be surprised, because
stalking
he loves bacon wrapped shrimp.
So Jeff, when you do those, are you putting a skewer or toothpick or something through them to hold it all together?
Yep, I put a skewer through them, and I actually brine the shrimp just with a little mixture of salt, sugar, and I put a little bit of barbecue seasoning in the water, and then I let the shrimp get good and plump. It soaks up some of the water also that helps keep them moist when you put them on the grill. And then I skewer them, put it like a little shrimp bacon rack shrimp kebab kind of. And
so tell me what you're going to do. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So tell me what you're going to do with that tuna.
The tuna, we're just going to season it up lightly, salt, pepper, and just throw it right on the grill.
No EVO?
No. I mean, it's going to be a medium rare. And then we will do a little bit of wasaki sauce to dip it in after they're done. And so a little bit of heat to it.
What's that, where you put sake and wasabi?
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. And what kind of grate do you have on your grill? What kind of grate do you have on that grill that'll allow tuna to grill on it without sticking?
It's just a diamond grate on it, but the grates are seasoned so well. It's like a cast iron skillet. You
okay.
know?
All that bacon from the shrimp got them all lubed
right,
up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
can't be wrong. Yeah. It can't be wrong.
And tell us, you're getting fresh tuna. Where are you finding fresh tuna?
There's a lot of different places you can find it. There's a place in Wyoming, Big Top Market. They got a great meat
they
market.
They do. You're right.
Yeah.
Best kept secret right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a kind of a secret that, you can find it pretty much anywhere.
You know, there's a lot. People kind of knock on that store because it looks like a circus on the outside or whatever, but I'll tell you what, Jop and I have spent some time in that meat department.
Yep.
Yeah, and they'll do custom cuts for you. They'll do anything you want, But
awesome. Well, right. We're out of time, buddy.
Jeff, thanks for making time for us, and that's cool that you took that guy out on the river. That makes my weekend, man. I just like to see that stuff. Have fun and enjoy your bacon wrapped shrimp. I know they're going to be good, brother.
They will be. I'll shoot you some pictures, man.
All right, take care. We appreciate you making time.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Jeff Botroff, that's at Cutlerville Grills, 616-304-2867. Give him a call. I've used those grills. They're awesome. All right, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to The Grilling Guys. We're done for now, and get out there and fire up a grill and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
See ya.